Ang tag-araw ay maaaring nakakabigong panahon para sa mga lifeguard sa mga tabing dagat. Ang sagabal sa lengguahe o wika ay maaaring makahadlang sa kanilang mga ginagawang pagsisikap para maiparating ang mga mahalagang mensahe ng kaligtasan. Sa nakalipas na dekada, halos 1,000 pagkalunod na nauwi sa pagkamatay ang naitala. Sa mga baybayin ng Queensland, halos kalahati ng bilang ng mga namatay dahil sa pagkalunod ay mga migrante o mga bisita mula sa ibang bansa. Tinukoy ng Royal Life Saving Society Australia, yaong mga may pinagmulang Chino, Indian, South Korean at Malaysian ay nasa panganib na mamatay mula sa pagkalunod. Inalunsad ng Surf Life Saving Queensland kamakailan ang isang booklet para sa kaligtasan sa tubig na nakasulat sa ilang magkakaibang wika para makatulong sa mga lifeguard na makipagkomunikasyon sa mga manlalangoy na mula sa mga hindi Ingles ang tubong wika. Si Chantel Fife ay siyang Coastal Safety Officer na tumulong para sa paglunsad ng trial na ito.
The trial is actually going really, really well. We only just introduced the book for the first week of summer, and our Dawn Patrol down on the Gold Coast actually utilized the booklet to speak to about 15 Korean people who were actually going in to enter the water, and they could easily communicate to the official to say that they're not allowed to swim in this spot, that they need to swim between the flags and directing them down to that safe place.
Ang Australia ay mayroong mahigit 11,000 dalampasigan o beaches, ngunit tanging 4% lamang ang napapatrolyahan. Sinabi ni Chantel Fife, ang mga tao na hindi kampanteng mga manlalangoy ay dapat na magtungo lamang kung saan mayroong mga lifeguard.
The main things when going down to the beach is finding the flags and swimming between them, but as well also swimming during patrol times. So that's a big indicator where we want to swim when there's a life-saving or a lifeguard service down there, and only actually swim at patrol beaches. You're guaranteed to stay nice and safe, and if you have any troubles or you do get stung by a jellyfish, you can come up and see the lifeguards or the lifeguards, and they'll help you when you do go down there.
Ang mga rip current o malakas at makipot na papaikot na paggalaw ng tubig na nasa direksyon na papalayo mula sa dalampasigan ay nanatiling isang malaking banta. Mas maraming tao ang namamatay mula sa pagkahuli sa loob ng rip current kaysa doon sa mga inatake ng mga pating, kung saan sa average 21 buhay ang nasasawi sa mga rip bawat taon. Sinabi ni Dr. Jack McCarroll mula sa School of Geosciences ng Sydney University, mahalagang malaman kung paano matukoy ang mga rip currents.
Looking for a rip current, standing up high, looking for the dark areas where there's no wave breaking. They're narrow, fast-flowing offshore flows from the shoreline towards offshore where the waves are breaking. And most commonly, the reason we find rip currents is in channels between shallow bars. So you get more water coming onshore over the bars as waves break. And very simply, what's happening, that water gets pushed onshore and it runs back out through the deep rip channel.
Binigyang babala ni Dr. McCarroll ang mga manlalangoy na iwasan ang mga rip current sa pamagitan ng paglangoy lamang sa mga lugar na may nagpapatrolya o nagbabantay.
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realize that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention, and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
Ang rock fishing ay malawakang ituturing bilang pinakamapanganib na sport sa Australia. Napag-alaman ng isang pag-aaral na ginawa ng Royal Life Saving Society New South Wales Branch na mayroong average na 17 pagkalunod na nauwi sa pagkamatay kaugnay ng paglilibang na pangingisda o recreational fishing kada taon mula noong unang araw ng Hulyo ng taong 2000 hanggang 30 ng Hunyo ng taong 2007. Sa New South Wales, ang mga nangingisda sa bahagi ng malalaking bato o rock fisher na may pinagmulang asyano ay kumakatawan sa 59% ng lahat ng mga pagkamatay na kaugnay ng rock fishing sa parehong nabanggit na panahon. Si Craig Roberts, ang National Manager for Aquatic Rest ng Royal Life Saving Society. Sinabi niya, ang rock fishing ay maaaring lubhang mapanganib.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Sinabi ni Craig Roberts, ang mga rock fisher ay kailangang palagi ang magsagawa ng safety check bago sila lumabas para mangisda.
Making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorological point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view, rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves are one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
Ilang segundo lamang at ang isang rock fisher ay maaaring maanod palabas sa dagat. Bukod sa pagkalunod, nandyan din ang panganib na tumama sa mga bato. Binalaan ni Dr. Jack McCarroll ang mga panatiko na huwag magpalinlang sa tila kalmadong mga alon.
It is certainly a very dangerous sport. It's advised to look at the wave conditions before you go out and make sure the waves are below a certain level, say 1 to 1.5 meters. When the waves are large and clean, the sort of big waves that surfers like, you can get breaks between the waves where they're flat for a while and then they get very large every 5 minutes or so. So those type of days where the waves are very large and clean can be particularly dangerous for rock fishers.
Ngunit hindi lamang ang mga beach o baybayin kung saan nasasabak sa problema ang mga manlalangoy. Sinabi ni Craig Roberts mula sa RLSSA, ang mga ilog ay nangungunang lokasyon kung saan namamatay sa pagkalunod ang mga migrante sa Australia.
It's often the calm still waters above the river that look like it's safe, but it's usually underneath the water, snags, trees, branches, things like that underwater, as well as your rip currents, which are often quite dangerous and are causing accidents and people to drown.
Sinabi niya, palagi ang suriin ang kapaligiran bago maglangoy sa ilog.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket. Learn CPR. And always swim with someone else.
Habang mahalaga na maging maalam tungkol sa mga dalampasigan o mga baybayin at ibang mga daluyan ng tubig, mahalaga din na malaman kung paano magiging ligtas sa swimming pool. Sa regular na mga ulat ng mga bata na nalulunod sa mga backyard pool, hinihikayat ng Royal Life Saving Society ang mga magulang na aktibong bantayan ang kanilang mga anak sa lahat ng oras. Hinihikayat din ni Craig Roberts ang lahat na matuto ng kasanayan sa CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.